This is KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California, and this is the official launch of our KX Takeover. It's where we hand the airwaves off to members of the community. They host their own shows all day long. The goal is to raise money for our radio station. They're competing to do that with whatever content, whatever music they want to bring to the radio station. So to launch it, something really special. It's Chris Keller, owner of the Marine Room, owner of Casa del Camino here in town. He's got a new podcast in mind, and this is, I guess, what we'll call the inaugural episode of that podcast. It's called Dad's Radio. I'll let Chris and John tell you more about it. Here you go.
Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate that great introduction. Welcome to Dad's Radio. This is our podcast on developing awareness for Down syndrome. Both John and I met here in Laguna Beach at the Assistance League when both of our children were going through the early intervention program. If anyone is not aware of what the early intervention program, I'll let John kind of give a quick little introduction and then rundown of what it is.
Yeah, hi, I'm John Bilimek. I'm a parent of a little three-year-old girl named Riley who has Down syndrome. And I'll tell you, in the first few months, you know, when you have a little kid in that situation, you just feel kind of on your own, you know. And there's this amazing program that the Assistant League sponsors called the Early Intervention Program. You bring your kids into this program. They get physical therapy, occupational therapy, feeding therapy. There's a circle of grannies that are holding them in a rocking chair, rocking them, and the parents get to go up and talk to each other upstairs. And we realized during that process that the conversation between the parents is that's where we got all the best ideas for how to take really good care of our kids. That's where we came to understand that we had a lot of things in common, and that's where we came to understand that a podcast like Dad's Radio, there's a real place for it, just because there's some really amazing stories and amazing process that we kind of share together, and realize there's no reason for anyone to feel isolated when they're dealing with Down syndrome.
So now back to why are we here today. We're on the KX Takeover on KX93.5. Tyler has been asking me for years to be a guest DJ to take over, and I've always declined. This year, Tyler was smart enough to tell me I should launch my podcast on his radio station. So that's why we're here today, and thank you, Tyler, for the opportunity. We appreciate it. And Tyler has been gracious enough to take whatever money we actually raise today and donate half of it to the Early Intervention Program at the Assistance League. So we're super excited about that. So I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm asking you to get out your wallets, get online, go to kx935.com, and go to the takeover and just scroll to the bottom and just click on one of the numbers, 25, 50, 100, 1,000. Or you could put your own number in if you're really feeling extra generous today. All right, we appreciate it.
That's right. And in this episode in the KX Takeover, we have some really wonderful guests. So Chris, tell us who's coming in first.
Well, we have a local here in town, a very beautiful spirit, beautiful woman, and a mother of three wonderful children, two of them who are twins, and one of them who has Down syndrome. And I think without further ado, let's go ahead and just introduce Amy Neufeld. And Amy, say hello.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me today. Yeah, so I have three boys. I had my first child, and everything was great and fun and crazy and wild. And then I had twins, which was crazy enough. One of them, finding out at birth, has Down syndrome. So that was my first experience. And the whole, I got that news, I think as you did, Chris, the day he was born.
We got the surprise as well.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't have any time to prepare. It was a wild, wild day. Having twins, I didn't even know if they were boys or girls. So that was my surprise, I thought, having all boys. It was a rough start. It was hard. The shock of it, for sure. But there was a lot of health issues that came up. No esophagus, big hole in the heart. And, you know, it was funny. I felt okay about those. I really did, because it's something that could be fixed. What was harder for me was the Down syndrome. And it's that first period when, of course, now everything's so wonderful and great. Looking back, it's that first time when you think, what in the world just happened? You know, my dream of what I thought was going to be just got squashed. So where I'm on the other side of it now, it's hard to even think there was a time where I was so bummed out. But I was so bummed out, you know? I mean, what I thought was going to be wasn't. So we dealt with the health issues. I got hooked up with the Assistance League and their program there. And from then on, you create friendships and bonds, and it's just been a fun ride.
That's right. Yeah, and we're on the KX Takeover on KX 93.5. So, Amy, you know, early in those early days, who did you talk to about, you know, how you were feeling about all this stuff? There's so many challenges. Kind of who could you turn to and learn from?
That's a great question. The people I wanted to talk to were people going through the experience. That's what I wanted. I met this woman in the hospital when Jordan was born. He had to be in chalk for 3.5 months. And with a 2.5-year-old and a twin, I mean, it was a lot of juggling. So I was there a lot of nights while everybody was sleeping. And I met this woman who has a son with Down syndrome, just a month older than Jordan. And she and I were in the same situation. And we'd spend nights there just talking about what we were going through and what it was going to be like. And I'm, you know, the tubes and everything coming out. I do remember a funny story. I finally got Jordan home. It's my only child that came with an instruction manual because he had a tube. So I had this manual of how to feed him. I was like, all right, well, this is great. My other two, I'm just, you know, flying solo. So I had this manual. I'm trying to read it. It's 2:00 in the morning. I just fed the other baby. I take Jordan's tube and I put the milk in and I hold the tube up and the milk goes down. 10 seconds, I'm back to bed. I thought, this is great. There's benefits to all of this. Not 5 minutes later, he just starts spitting up and vomiting and everything coming up. So I went to the doctor the next morning and he said, you know, it should take about 25 minutes to slowly drip in. So there's been some learning, you know, a lot of big learning experiences. He now eats, no tube. His heart was perfectly fine, is perfectly fine now. That all got taken care of.
And Jordan's 10, correct?
Jordan's 11, actually.
11.
Yeah, okay. He's 11.
And he's in fifth grade.
He's in fifth grade at El Moro. And the one really neat thing about this town is everybody knows Jordan. Everybody knows Jordan. One, he has a twin, that helps, and a brother that's 2 years older. But with all the sporting events and everything going on at the parks and the beach, we walk around and Jordan's getting high fives. I don't know these people, you know, from adults, from kids. It's really fun. It's neat how this town kind of took us all in.
So Amy, let's go back to, so after you did find out, because I know when Amy and I had Rocco, we were very we were upset, we were shocked, we were scared, we were uncertain about the future and what was going to happen. And I think that's the normal reaction for most people. And, you know, we also found out at birth, a lot of people find out during their pregnancy, they take the test and they find out. And maybe that's better to find out ahead of time to where you kind of have more time to deal with it, or maybe it's better to be, you know, to be initiated with fire and just kind of jump right into it. But I think the main thing is, what got you from being upset or mourning the loss, or what got you over the fact that Jordan had Down syndrome, and where did you get to the point that you are today? What brought you there?
Two things: time and Jordan. So it was as Jordan developed of who he was and what he brought, and just time of, and it is that mourning. It is a loss. It's a grief process. So going through that process, there was less grief and more joy, as any sort of loss you would experience. I know, and you and I have talked about this, there was a woman that said to me when Jordan was little, we were in a group setting, and she said about her child, if some angel came down and said, I will take the Down syndrome out of your daughter, but leave your daughter as whole, just without the Down syndrome. And she said, no way, I would never let that happen. And I looked at her and I thought, you're crazy. If your child was born with diabetes, you'd want that taken away. You know, I mean, you'd want your child to just live a normal, healthy, happy life as best they could. And today, if somebody came down and said, I can take the Down syndrome out of Jordan, I would say, no way.
That's beautiful. Yeah, when we think about that all the time, you know, it's described as a medical diagnosis, a medical syndrome, but it's so much just the traits that our kids have, just like they might have green eyes or blue eyes or blonde hair or brown hair. It's just part of who they are, and you love your child for who they are, and it's really incredible. And of course, there's just some remarkable things about the way a person with Down syndrome experiences the world and how you experience it with them. How does Jordan get along with his brothers?
Oh my God, it's crazy, great, horrible. amazing. It's nuts in my home. They're boys, so they're wrestling and they're hitting and they're pulling each other and they're screaming, I hate you. And then they're all reading to each other. Last night, they all got in bed together and read books. And it's great. They do take care of him. And all of my the friends of the brothers all kind of rally around him also. So they do, excuse me, they do feel protective of Jordan, but they also treat him like a brother, like any other brother.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Amy, and you, if I can talk about this a little bit, you've been doing a lot of this on your own, if that's correct. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think one of the realities is that, the divorce rate of having a child with special needs is high, and we did fall into that category. Certainly, I'm sure just the stresses of that, you know, of having a different type of family may add into it. For some families, may not, but the statistic is higher. So, yes, I am divorced. It is a struggle. We both do our own parenting on our own. You know, you don't have that person at night to turn to and just kind of say, oh, my gosh, help, or can you pick up every single thing he dropped at dinner and I'll go put the others down? And you don't have that. So, you know, when they're there, he does his parenting alone. And when they're at my house, I do my parenting alone. And it's a struggle. It's hard. And I know a lot of the people that I've connected with in the whole world of Down syndrome, there's a lot of us that are divorced, and it just isn't easy. And it's also harder for the child with Down syndrome. My other two I sent to get counseling, and I brought Jordan in also, and it's a different sort of counseling that needs to be done for a child with Down syndrome. And I know he needs the help just like they do, and just getting through a change of life, such a big transition, and it just wasn't out there. So I took it upon myself. Thankfully, I just graduated with a master's in psych, so that didn't hurt. But I took it upon myself to really do some counseling with him, because they too need to understand what their feelings are, how to label them, and how to act. Just like a typical child, it's just a different form of therapy. So it does present in Jordan a little bit differently, and it is a little bit more of a challenge.
So. You're amazing, and you're amazing to go through this and have the attitude that you have. And I think Amy said to me the other day, she's like a warrior mom. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she totally is. She is something else. You know, I got to go back to our situation with Rocco. When he was born, we were, you know, again, like you, we were really in shock. And I will tell you, the way I feel today, I wouldn't change a thing about Rocco. I wouldn't change a thing about our lifestyle. I wouldn't change anything about the hard road that we've had over the last 3 years, because it's been so, so, so rewarding. And every day when that kid just wakes up and he smiles and he runs over to you and gives you a hug, and you just know every tiny little accomplishment just is so much greater than just a typical child doing it. So it's been really just probably the best experience I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad. I'm glad for you and both of you. I mean, all of us, we're kind of in this thing that nobody else might really get or experience, but it's a lot.
And it's hard. It's a lot. It's hard to explain, but I think most parents with special needs children wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah. And so this is Dad's Radio with Chris and John. We're on the KX Takeover on KX 93.5, and we're hoping you all will call into the station, make a pledge. Again, all proceeds that are raised go to the radio station, and also half of the donations will go towards the early intervention program in Laguna Beach, sponsored by the Assistance League. So please call in to 949-715-KXFM, or you can find us on the website. Amy, you know, I guess the other hat you wear, you mentioned you have a master's in psychology. You've been involved as an educator for your life. And I know a big stress for a lot of parents is, how do you navigate the school system, you know, when your kid has special needs? What was your experience like when Jordan first got into the school system, and maybe what's some advice you might have for parents entering that?
Sure. Well, Jordan, he has a lot of amazing strengths. You know, he's this real social kid. He enjoys being with people, so he's not shy, and he'll try new experiences. One of his weaknesses or challenges is he wasn't walking when we started school. So I didn't want to let him go. We did end up, I was a public school teacher back east and in Irvine, and I really wanted him to experience what I knew and what his brothers were experiencing. So it was important for me to get him in these neighborhood schools, in his neighborhood school, in the Laguna Beach school system. And of course, their arms were wide open. So I started off in the preschool, and the teacher there was simply amazing. And they just were ready to give him all the help he needed to get. So my start was great, and he was in a typical setting up until his third year there, well, also with preschool. So a few years in, and then I decided I'm a true advocate of full inclusion. As a teacher, I just believed in it. I was always the one that took the kids in that had special needs or at the other end of the spectrum. I wanted to challenge the ones that needed the extra challenges too. So I was pushing for that, and that was what I was going to do, period. And then I met Jordan's 7-year-old self, and his 7-year-old self needed something different than what I wanted him for, what I wanted for him. So as much as I would say full inclusion is my belief and my philosophy and what I would want for my children or any child with special needs, Jordan needed something a little different. So I had to go that route with him, and now he's in a wonderful class at El Moro. In the special day program. I am also, I've been on for years, a parent mentor. I want to say for the district, but I'm not for the district. It is a parent mentor program the district offers, and it is for parents with special needs children, and I just do what we're doing. We sit and we talk, any questions they have about IEP process and all of that, and it's really helped me a lot in my own journey with Jordan. Make decisions and get to connect with parents with special needs. It's nice. I was so happy when Rocco was born because there was another child.
Felt the same way about right. Jordan. Oh, there is somebody else. Great.
Right. So it's been a journey. I've learned a lot along the way. The school system, I have, as any system, you know, I really get along with everybody I work with there on Jordan's team. We don't always agree, but we disagree beautifully, and we are really willing to listen to each other. And that's what I love about the district that Jordan's in, is that they're just willing to listen and to hear.
I agree. I mean, it's everyone that we've met with thus far, I mean, beautiful people. They want the best for us, best for Rocco. And we're actually going to our IEP meeting tomorrow. So there are a lot of nerves, and we might need some mentoring. So
yes,
keep us in mind.
Yeah, and so, you know, again, now that's, we're talking from the perspective of you as a mother. Now, as you as a school teacher, how did you feel that the school district and the school system, you know, really worked well with kids with special needs, particularly kids with Down syndrome? And did you get to see many other children that were experiencing things maybe a few years ahead of where Jordan was at the time?
I did get to meet with a woman in the school district at the time. Jordan was very little, and I was just starting out. Probably not the best idea to really look ahead that far. But I did meet with this one woman. She had a child with Down syndrome, and she was in the school district. And she brought out all these boxes of work that he's done. And it was through this woman named Mrs. Brown. It's Mrs. Brown's house, and she tutors everybody in the vicinity and beyond with children with Down syndrome. So she said I had to get into her. It was the best thing I did, but it was very overwhelming at the time. And as she's telling me all of her Mrs. Brown stories and showing me all the work, she gets a call from her student at school. I guess the guidance counselor called, and all I hear on the end is, okay, but who's the boss? Who's the boss at home? Who's the boss at school? And I just hear it, and it's real. She hangs up, and she's like, oh, he ran out of class today. And I'm now frightened to death. What do you mean he ran out of class? You know, he's not an animal, he's a student. And I'm just in a panic about what's my future. And like I said, it wasn't the best decision to go when Jordan was 6 months old. But it ended up where, I think it was last week, I got a call from school, from his teacher, and she had told me something that Jordan did. And I said, can you please put him on? And I said, Jordan, who's the boss at school? Who's the boss at home? And it worked. And, you know, I think all that work that I did early on paid off now, because it's helpful to see where you're going. It's just sometimes a little scary. And so anyway, I think in the schools, they do their best that they can. And that's what I am happy about. Would I like a little bit more knowledge on Down syndrome? Of course, but there's not a lot of us out there to warrant major training. So I would like to see that a little bit more in our schools. And luckily, I've found a resource to help Jordan through all that.
Thank you for helping pave the way, and we'll follow in your path, and we can work on all of that together. It looks like we have a caller calling in.
Say hi.
Hello, caller. This is Chris.
Hi, this is Laura Buckle.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really enjoying listening to you this morning. It's really, really good. Really good. And I would like to make a donation and also just say that not only is Amy just so fabulous when it comes to her own children, she's also an angel when it comes to other people's. So this pledge is for her. Thank you.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for that. And I know I agree with you exactly. Amy is definitely just an amazing woman and has been through an amazing life experience. So, and thank you so much for the donation. We really appreciate it.
No worries.
It.
Thanks, Laura.
Keep it up. You're doing really good. I think I'm going to be out of a job.
All right. Thanks so much.
And you're listening to Dad's Radio.
Oh, bye.
I'm sorry, you're listening to Dad's Radio on the KX Takeover on KX 93.5. You're with Chris and John and with Amy Neufeld, a mother of three, including a child with Down syndrome. We've just been sharing some really wonderful insights, stories, and ideas for how parents can navigate life with a child with Down syndrome. So we're so grateful. I think, Chris, you had a question.
Yeah, I do. What does it mean to be Jordan's mom?
Oh, that's a small question. What does it mean to be Jordan's mom? It means to be everything. You know, Jordan is my pal. So to be Jordan's mom is to be flexible, all love, firm. I'm not great at firm. I'm getting better. It's just being there. Jordan, my biggest lesson from Jordan is right now. You live right now, in the moment. He'll be really sad about something and turn his head and see something that makes him super happy, whether it's Darth Vader or one of his princess dolls or something. And he just gets this big smile and starts playing with something else. So he knows how to be sad when sad is needed and felt, and he knows how to turn it around and be happy when he's feeling good. So I appreciate Jordan for feeling. All of us.
And I'm sure he's taught you probably as much as you've taught him over the years.
Yes, a little more, I'm sure.
And what do you want for Jordan's future?
I want Jordan to live the life he's supposed to lead. I want the biggest goal for Jordan, being that he has Down syndrome, is to create as much independence as I can for him. So that's key because of his unique needs. Other than that, I want him to do what he wants to do. I mean, he loves dressing up. You'll always see him, if he's allowed by me, in his suit and tie. He got a new purple blazer from his Aunt Laura last night. I mean, he really likes to just dress up and dance, and he's taking guitar lessons from Tommy here at the station. And
awesome.
So I just want him to be everything he wants to be. I want to be able, just like my other two, to provide an environment where he gets to live out his dreams too. Because they do have dreams.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I mean, that's incredible. And really, we just want to thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. You know, coming up next after our little break, we'll be bringing in another very special guest. He's a star from the Emmy Award-winning TV show Born This Way. He's a recording artist. His name's John Tucker, and his mother, Joyce, will be joining us coming up next. So you're on listening to Dad's Radio on the KX Takeover on KX 93.5. And let's listen to some music.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. 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 Shake that booty booty. Shake that booty booty. Shake that booty booty. Shake that booty booty. To the left now. To the right now. Now back it up. Now dump it low. Shake that booty booty. Shake that booty booty. Shake that booty booty. Shake that booty booty. To the left now. To the right now, now back it up, now double up. You know how we do it, keep it real now. No one can do it like me now. Dainty, but the bus is flow now. See, no one can do it like me now. About to bust this flow, oh, what's up now? Day T ain't playing no games. I might let you know, sick boy, I'ma win a day when I click, click, must smack that. Here we go. Day T
is a bad boy, what's his mouth? I don't care what you gotta say, what's up, everybody come take a booze on the boom dog. Boom ducka dong, boom ducka ducka dong. JT, yeah, we so hot now. Got my man, got my flows, he would go, what's up? I did my day, he wouldn't know what's up. Shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty. To the left now, to the right now. Now back it up, now drop it low. Shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty. To the left now, to the right now. Now back it up, now drop it low. Ow! What's up now? JT now, what on the bus now? Here we go, what's up? But the bus is flow on y'all, yeah. See, you know what's up, boy, I'ma let you know now. I'm a real deal, hold your feel, what's up now? I'ma serve you on a dance for now. See, you better watch up, cause I'ma come out after y'all. After y'all, cause you know how we do it now. I keep it real, you know what's up now, now. I might be a brat, but I got the fast, cause I dance just like that, yeah. Shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty. To the left now, to the right now. Now back it up, now drop it low. Shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty. To the left now, to the right now. Now back it up, now drop it low. Cause you know how we do it now. I keep it real, you know what's up now, now. I might be a brat, but I got the fast, cause I dance just like that, yeah. Shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty. To the left now, to the right now. Now back it up, now drop it low. Shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty, shake that booty booty. To the left now, to the right now. Now back it up. Now drop it low,
You're listening to Dad's Radio on the KX Takeover on KX 93.5. Where the KX Takeover is a fundraiser for the radio station where we are taking over the station with our own content to try to get people in from the community to support this wonderful radio station. If you want to make a donation, you can go. You can either call into the request line at 949-715-KXFM or go to the website at kx93.com/KX Takeover. And you can even select this hour of content if you want to support specifically the Dad's Radio podcast. Dad's Radio is developing awareness about Down syndrome, and we're raising money both for the radio station and for the Assistance League of Laguna Beach, which supports the early intervention program for parents of children with Down syndrome and other and other disabilities in the first year of their life. Just coming out of the break here, we were listening to Shake Your Booty by John Tucker. You might know him from the Emmy Award-winning TV show Born This Way. He's also a recording artist. You just heard some of his work. And we're here with my co-host Chris and with John Tucker and his lovely mother, Joyce. So, John and Joyce, welcome to the program.
Thank you
for having us.
We're honored to have you. It's great. It's our first podcast, and to be graced by your presence. We're so excited. So thank you so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
So, Joyce, let's bring this back. John just turned 30 years old.
Yes, he's getting old.
can we go back 30 years ago? Can you tell us about what happened when you found out that John was born with Down syndrome?
Sure. My husband and I had three daughters, and my husband says, come on now, we got to get that son. We got to get that boy. One more. I said, okay, one more. So I got pregnant, and we were all excited. We didn't know at the time whether it was a girl or a boy. So I was at a little older age, and the doctor felt that I should have the amniocentesis test done. So I said, sure. And he says, this will determine if there's any problems and also the sex of the child. I said, well, that's all I want to know. Because, of course, you don't think there's going to be any problems. So we had the test done, and doctor called me in the office, my husband and I, and said, you're going to have a boy. We said, wow, we did it. And so then he says, but there's a problem. He's going to be Down syndrome. I said, Down syndrome? He said, yes. Says, I just want you to know that this is very serious, and this child may not be able to accomplish anything, may not be able to walk, may not be able to speak, will never be an asset to society. So we will, if you want, abort. And I said, my husband and I looked at each other and says, what? Says, no way. No way. God gave us this child. We're going to raise this child just like we did our daughters. You know, we'll be fine. You know, we don't need your input as to terminating this pregnancy. So from then on, I was in denial because I said, this isn't going to happen. God's not going to do this. This is going to be a great baby, just like my great daughters. This son is going to be wonderful. And that's what I felt the whole 9 months. So when he was born and they said he has Down syndrome, and I said, okay, doesn't mean anything to me. He'll be fine. So at that point, I was in denial. I just refused to believe that he wouldn't be an asset and he wouldn't be able to function. And I just we were raising him like my daughters. And then it came to a point that I said, you know what, you better just admit to what's going on. Take care of your son. Do what you have to do. And it's like a light bulb went off. And I said, okay, we're going to do A, B, and C, 1, 2, and 3. And my husband says, why don't you just stay at home? Quit your job, and we'll take care of him. I'll take care of everything. You just take care of our son. So we said, okay. So I quit my job, and I talked to people from the Down Syndrome Association, talked to regional center, and we just made a plan from there. And everything, with God's help, everything just fell right into place. We knew where to go, who to talk to, what to do, what kind of help he could get. And my family was so supportive, especially my daughters. Oh, this was their baby, not my baby. This wasn't their brother. This is their baby. So they pitched in. We were able to accomplish a lot. It wasn't easy, but it was something that you could see in the future that it would be okay. So we just went forward with everything that we wanted to do for him and found out where we could get the help. And I got a great son.
That was beautifully said, Joyce. That was something else. And I have to go back. And you brought up a really good point. You brought up when John and I met and we decided we wanted to do this podcast, we said, well, what's our mission? Why are we going to do this? Why are we going to take our time? And there's no intention of ever like money or business or anything of that nature. It was exactly what you just said. We want people to know that you do not have to abort your baby. If you find out that you're having a baby with Down syndrome, we don't abort the baby. You're giving up the best gift of your life. Don't do it. And if you have a baby with Down syndrome and it's a shock and a surprise at birth, give it time. It's going to be the best experience of your life. So thank you for bringing that up. And so the medical doctor that told you this, He never told you that John was going to be a rap artist?
Oh, no.
He didn't tell you that he was going to be famous and be on TV?
No, he did not.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, if he was still around at the hospital, I would go and introduce John to him and see what all he's accomplished, you know, the things that he said he'd never do. Let me give you the list of the things he has done.
The good news is a lot of us know John now, and John, I mean, you're really changing the world with your talent and your gift. And I just want to kind of take it back to the beginning from you. Like, when did you first start performing?
I started performing when I was in high school. I was probably like 15 years old when I started to do rapping. Yeah, rapping. I met a lot of friends at school, and I used to go around, and I used to rap a lot. The main reason I started rapping is because my friend, his name is James Thomas. Big shout out to James Thomas, my best friend. He was into music a lot, and so because of him, I was in music too. And, you know, he is crazy because me and him, we like this. It's like, because I had three friends, James, Simon, me, and the other guy's name is Sam. So we were always together rapping and always pretend that James Thomas was Timbaland. He was Timbaland, I was Missy Elliott, Missy, and the other guy was, my other friend was the rapper Magoo. And we used to walk around the campus rapping, like, that was our little thing to do. And so me and James, we were connected into music and stuff, so we had joined the high school choir. The high school I went to was George Washington Preparatory High School. And that's when we met. And that's when we did our music together. And we were just alone. And when we came and stopped me and James doing music, we were always doing music a lot. And so, and then until this day, he's still in music, but, you know, with me as a rapper, it's just like, it's worth it, you know. I like doing music, and now I'm taking music to, and now I'm taking my music to a whole different level, so that's what I do.
And John, the song that we played in between Amy and when you and your mom came on, that was called Shake Your Booty.
Yes.
And I love that song. I love the beat. What was your inspiration?
Shake That Booty Booty was a really good inspiration because, to be honest about it, it was just the fact that I wore like what, 5 raps on my first album, which his name is Stay Teacher Project. I just keep writing. You know, you can't stop me from writing songs. I'm just a master of writing songs, and I just in my head like last night when I was with you guys and stuff, and when she said something about round, I was like, that's gonna be my next rap I'm gonna be writing. So, yeah.
John actually did some freestyling on the rooftop of La Costa Camino last night. It was awesome. It was really great.
Hey.
John loves to dance as well. He's a dancer from his heart. And I think that's where his real music started, the dancing. And then he wanted to
rap
all of a sudden. And when he told me, Mom, I want to rap, I said, what?
No, that wasn't true. When I was rapping with you, it was at... it was funny because one of my friends from my class had a birthday party. And so her mom and her dad, her dad was in the band. And her mom came up to me and asked me, so John, can you rap for my daughter? I said, okay. So it was me, me, my mom, my living old niece, well, before, and my mom's sister. We was all there. And so she asked me to rap. So I said, okay. So I went on stage, and I was rapping. And my mom didn't know I was on stage. She was just like, wait, hold on. And then when she heard the music stop, and I was in the microphone rapping, she was like, wait. I came off the stage. We used to do it on stage. And when she heard me rapping, she was just like, oh, my freaking God. Are you freaking serious right now? Like, what? You didn't actually say that, though. But,
no, those weren't my words.
Well, it wasn't your words, but the way you was looking at me,
her
like,
yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that look.
See, it was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, because I said, John, what are you doing on stage? Ma, it's okay. And then he started rapping, and I said, oh wow, yeah. he got it together, you know. And so he says, Mom, how did you like it? I said, it was really good. I awesome. Really did. And he said, I love to rap. I said, you know what? I'm not a rap person, per se, but as long as you rap and you keep it clean, I can listen to it. I'll enjoy you rapping. So he said, okay, Ma, it's going to be clean. I said, okay.
That's amazing.
That's how it actually started.
If anyone wants to buy one of your first CD, your first release, can they do that?
Yeah, they can buy it off, John,
it's on John Tucker.
Well, it's on JohnTuckerMusic.com.
Music.com. Yeah.
But the other website was
Meganology, one of our friends.
Oh, okay, Meganology. Yeah, love her shirts
also,
and everything else.
Yeah, she has a lot of a clothing line, and on her website you can also
buy the album. Can we also go on YouTube and find?
Yes.
Yeah, you can find that. And plus, you can find my other single, which I done, my second album. It's called Wherever I Go. And I dedicated that song to my sister, my sister who recently passed away from kidney failure. And, you know, it was kind of a tough time for me, but I put it together for her. And I was working with Monty Hunter at the time when I did that song, so, yeah.
Well, how was that experience with Monty Hunter?
Monty Hunter, you know, was a fan because when I first met her, you know, what happened was I got a phone call from my school. His name is Don Pages, the co-founder of Performing Arts Studio S. He gave me and my mom a call, and at the time I was doing something. And he called me, and he was like, I got a call from this woman named Monty Hunter for her Tree Sounds recording studio in Atlanta, Georgia. And she saw your music video of Sector Booty Booty. And she was like, I think she liked the song, and so she wanted me to fly out to Atlanta, Georgia, and to record a new track with her. And I came across Wherever I Go, because you know how you feel like that? It's funny, because you feel like a lot of vibes. Wherever you go, you feel a lot of vibes and stuff. So I felt a vibe that when I went to Atlanta, and that vibe that I had came from my sister and from heaven.
Wow.
And I guess it was whispering in my ear, talking about Wherever I Go. And I'm like, but what? So I ended up dropping that track. So I ended up doing a song with Monty Hunter, and I dropped it on iTunes and YouTube. So if you guys want to hear it, you can hear it on YouTube. But the song was very powerful. It's crazy. Once you hear the track, there's some really good moments.
That's amazing. We're here on Dad's Radio on the KX Takeover on KX93.5. Again, please come to KX93.5.com to make a donation to the radio station during the KX Takeover. Also, you can call in at 949-715-KXFM. We're here with John Tucker, a recording artist and star of the Emmy Award-winning series Born This Way, and his mother, Joyce. And we've been talking about his music, his life, and his story. So, you know, you have a very unique position of being a voice that many people hear and many people can learn from. And what message do you hope to bring to the public with your music?
My message for my music, you know, it doesn't matter if your kid have Down syndrome or autism or whatever kind of disability you have. If you have dreams to become a company or to merits to being a rapper like me, Pizzo, you know, I would say to other parents, if your kids have dreams of doing what they want to do in the lab or in the, you know, in the environment, in the freezer, just don't give up. Just don't give up on your kids. You know, it doesn't matter. If your parents that you have, like your mother, your grandmother, didn't give up on you, then you should never give up on your own child. As your own child have dreams like you have dreams. So,
well said. Beautiful statement, and I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
And you told me something last night that I have to share. John told me he has a bucket list and a dream list.
I do.
And so far, he's written down all the things that he wants to accomplish in life and all of his dreams. And, John, yes, it's coming true, isn't it?
It is. It's coming true. I need one more to come true. And that would be me and my female rap idol artist, whose name is Melissa Elliott, who is also known as Missy Elliott. So, yes, that's one of my dreams.
So you want to perform with Missy Elliott or just meet her?
I want to do both. Me and perform with her. Because Missy, she got some really dope lyrics, so you don't know who she going to come up with at all. When she did her first album, I was just like, what is this coming from? But, you know, Missy, you know, she always have different lyrics than I do too. So we got that vibe.
And then, John, we have a deal going, right? Remember, if you ever need, I'm going to be your assistant.
You are higher. You are so higher.
And I get to travel with you.
Yes. Mom can stay at home, but you're going to come with me though.
Done.
Because mom needs a break, so you hire.
And did you just receive something, maybe a pair of sneakers from somebody?
Oh, yes. So I'm doing, my God. So I think next month or so, I'm doing a rap with Run DMC for the first time.
Woo!
Yes. And it was funny because I guess they saw my videos or the song I put out there on iTunes and YouTube, and it was like, we wanted to use John Tucker, aka Pizzo, to be on the track. And I'm like, I was like, stop playing. It's just like a setup. Are you trying to prank me? But it was like, they keep saying it's going to be going on. And I'm like, wow.
He gave you a nice pair of.
He gave me a nice pair of. It's a suit. It's called Adidas. He sent his suit and his autograph and a comic book. So hopefully, it'd be nice to meet them and do a track with them. I don't know if I'm gonna sing or rapping, but other than that, yes.
Yeah, you are living the dream, and you're just, again, an inspiration to so many of us.
Yeah.
Now, we're on Dad's Radio here on the KX Takeover on KX93.5. Please visit us at KX93.5.com. You can make a contribution to support this radio station and to support the early intervention program for the Assistance League here in Laguna Beach. Also, you can follow us at dadsradio.com. And now I think we're going to send it over to John's musical idols, Missy Elliott. So let's listen to a little bit of music, and we'll be back soon.
Where you at?
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
ヘッベンガYall can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, bounce. I know you dig the way.
sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around. Get your freak on. 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 Get your freak on.
That's your chick.
People you know. Timberland house 20 years ago. What the dealio? Now what the drillio? If you wanna battle me, then let me know. Got the feeling, son. Let me throw you some. People, here I come. Now sweat me when I'm done. We got the radio shook like we got a.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
All right, welcome back to KX93.5. This is our KX Takeover. It's where we hand the airwaves over to members of the community. They host their own radio shows, doing whatever they want, playing whatever they want for an hour to raise money for KX93.5. And kicking us off this morning is Chris Keller. He's got a new podcast called Dad's Radio. Half the proceeds donated during this hour go to the Assistance League here in Laguna Beach to fund their early intervention program. You can go to kx935.com/KX Takeover, or you can call us at 949-715-5936 to contribute. And Chris, you've done pretty good so far, man. You've raised $2,200, all right, and it's still coming in thanks to Frank Bonanno, Richard Hamm, Kate Saunders, Catherine Hall, Blaine Breidenball. They've all donated to raise that money. So well done, man. Nice job.
Oh, awesome. So glad to hear that. Everybody open up your wallet, get on your computer, and make those donations. It's going to a great cause. We really appreciate it. So back to Joyce. So Joyce, what do you want for John and his future? What is it that you see? Now, he's 30 years old. He's been very successful.
I see a future in the industry, in music. John loves to, as you know, write his music, rap. We have friends that help him with the beat. And he still has a lot of dreams and a lot of goals that he wants to, you know, accomplish. And I just feel that whatever he wants to do, he may change it in the next year or two. You never know.
Right.
Yeah. So if he changes it, then I just want the best for him. And I want him to be accepted for his talent. You know, not look at him with a disability, mm-hmm. but the ability to do things.
Well, I think he's proven that thus far as well.
Yes, yes, he has. He has.
And John, your mom, Joyce, beautiful person, great energy, good spirit. What has she done for you to get you to where you are today?
To be on TV, because no one ever saw any parent to be on TV, but my mom, she chose to be on TV because I'm on TV, so she don't have no choice. you know, I think because, like I said, see, no one ever, because when because we get phone calls from my family from Jackson, Mississippi, and Lafayette, her part of family. I then never saw their cousin on TV before, and it's like, and then you would text her or call her, but I, and you would text her or call her, but I, Joyce, we saw you on TV with Tom, like, she was like, oh, great, keep watching, so, you know, it's just a gift.
And your mom is a great mom.
Yeah.
And what makes her such a great mom?
To be on TV. No. Well, Dad.
Is she tough on you at home?
No. She's not really tough. But sometimes she is, but not a lot. But, but other than that, you know, moms can be moms, so what can I say?
Joyce, if I gave you a genie in a bottle.
Oh, my God.
And you had one wish, but you could only use it for John. What would that wish be?
That he would be happy in whatever he did. That he would love God, show his generosity in whatever he did. Show his love for the world in whatever he did. And just that he would be happy and in good spirits and in God's favor.
Hey, John, your sister, she passed away from a kidney failure, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2006?
Five.
2005. And her name was Christina.
No.
Oh, her name?
Trinette.
Her name was Trinette. And Trinette, is Trinette looking over you every day? Is she watching over you?
Yeah.
It's funny, when we went to Atlanta, the first time when we were on our way to see Molly Hunter, we were in the car on the way to the hotel, and John says, "Mom, I can feel Trinette's spirit here. Wow. This is where she passed away in Atlanta."
Wow.
And he said, "I can feel her spirit here. So I know we're supposed to be here. And I know she's watching over us." So it was really special.
And John, you wrote a song about your sister.
It's called "Wherever I Go," and I remember I was outside of the recording studio, and I was just writing songs just to write, and then I think her spirit was right there and sitting right next to me. And she was whispering in my ear, saying, "Wherever I go," and I started writing this song like on my tablet, and I'm like, and I came across "Wherever I Go," and I'm like, and I was singing to myself. You know how you sing to yourself, and you be like, "Okay, this is a really good song," and I was like, "Well." I keep writing. I'm like, now I was like, yeah, I was singing like where I was writing. I'm like, so I'm like, wherever I go. I'm like, where did I came from? I didn't write this song. Like, what's it? So when I look down on my tablet and my phone, me, I was like, "Wherever I go," then I said, I make my mama proud, I make my sisters proud, and I came from my sister. So, and that's that.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful song. It's beautiful why you wrote it.
Yes.
And if I'm correct in saying this, you did this on your own.
I did it on my own.
And you didn't have, your mom didn't know about it, your sister didn't know about it.
Yo, didn't know nothing about it. And then, I was reading the comments on YouTube, and some people saying that I was bending. Some people saying I was bending Chris Brown. I'm like,
I'm gonna agree with that. That wasn't me, but I'm gonna agree that.
Yeah, I was like, what? That's crazy because Chris Brown, he's a really good singer, and I can't compare myself to him though. But
it's like, nice to get a comment like that.
Yeah, it was just like, yo, okay, it's Chris Brown. I'm sorry, but I'm taking your vibes.
It's amazing. I really want to thank both you, John and Joyce, for your time, for coming down to Laguna Beach and spending time with us and being on our inaugural podcast and really making it extra special. It was a true honor.
Thank you.
And you know, it was great getting to know you as well.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Whenever you want us back, just give us a call. This was fantastic.
I appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, can I give you some big shout-outs?
Please.
My friends are big shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to my best friend, Destiny Smiley Williams, from Australia. To my other sister, best friend, Dion Borden. Love her. To every client that I'm friends with. To John Pages from our studios, and his staff. And also I'm gonna give a big shout out to my neighborhood friends, my crew, Desiree like your heart, Antoine, Jasmine.
My whole John forever and ever with all of his friends.
I love that. Well, you know what? He has appreciation for all of that support that he's gotten over the years. So again, we are at the KX Takeover on 93.5. And please call in, go online, 93.5.com, 949-715-KXFM. We appreciate all of your support. Thank you, John. Thank you, Joyce, for joining us today. And we're gonna leave this with wherever I go.
My sisters, my sister, and Christina, so for keeping me 100%, and also not that, my niece.
Awesome.
Can't get you out of my mind. I wish we had more time. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to find my way. Stuck staring in the sky. And I just don't know why. I'll do this for my sisters. You know I really miss you. Wherever I go.
This is Chris Keller with Dad's Radio. It looks like we have a caller on the line.
I know
that laugh. Mom, is that you?
Yes.
Are you calling in to make a donation?
I am, but I didn't expect to actually speak with you, but yes, I am.
Were you having problems donating online?
I was, sorry.
That's okay.
You want me to go back to doing
No. Come on. Okay. I love to speak to my mom on live radio. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mom, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the support and everything you've done for Rocco and, of course, for me. And so thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Okay. I'm also, Charlie, your brother would also like to make a donation. I'm going to do it for him because he's not able to. He's out on a doing something on a job right now.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. Love you.
Okay. So do you want me to give you the information or?
Well, we're going to put you on hold. We'll have someone at the radio station.
Sure. Okay, right. I'll hold.
All right, love
okay.
you.
Okay, love you, hon. Okay, good luck. It was great. I loved it.
Okay,
it
you're still
program.
You're still alive. You're still
alive. Oh, yeah. It was.
You're still
we
on.
We enjoyed it very much. We enjoyed your guests and listening to you. And it was good. Thank
all
you.
Right. Love you. Talk to you later.
Okay, love you. Bye.
That's what happens when you surprise your mom on live radio, Chris. But good job.
Well, I tell you what, it's been fantastic. So we're going to play one more song, and then we have our next guest coming in. Local here in town, Spencer Wall, local realtor, and just a great friend and amazing guy. And I want to talk about his brother, Creighton.
Still moving to me. I swim like a fish in the sea all the time. But if that's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Still is still moving to me. Still is still moving to me. And it's hard to explain how I feel. It won't go in words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving or I can be still. But still is still moving to me. Still is still moving to me. But still is still moving to me. Still, still moving to me. It won't go in words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving or I can be still, but still is still moving to me. 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 Still is still moving to me.
This is KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. It is our KX Takeover, where we hand the airwaves over to members of the community. They host their own radio shows doing whatever they want. Chris Keller has kicked us off today with his inaugural podcast, Dad's Radio, talking about Down Syndrome awareness and raising money not only for our station, but also for the Assistance League's early intervention program. He had on stars of the show Born This Way. He had on Amy Newfield, a local parent of a child with Down Syndrome. And Chris is going to continue the program now.
I am so excited to have our next guest, Spencer Wall, a good friend, local realtor, and brother to a good friend of mine, Creighton Wall. Spencer, say hello.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Great having you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a guy that moved here from Nebraska about 8 years ago and consider myself a very, very lucky man just to live in this community that not only is a beautiful place, beautiful people, but embraces the Down syndrome community.
I love it. And then, Spencer, we met actually on the street. You stopped me one night. You and your dad were taking a walk, and you stopped me, and you told me, I just heard you had a child with Down syndrome. And I said, yeah. I said, Rocco was just born a few months ago, and right. It was still sort of raw at that point and still kind of new. And you were just super excited to meet me and share your experience about your brother, Creighton.
That's true. Exactly. I was just thinking about that. It's been 3 years almost to the day. And my family happened to be in town for the holidays. And my dad and I were sitting there reading the front page of the Laguna Beach Independent. And you were being interviewed about your new son who happened to have Down syndrome. And my dad and I almost high-fived. We were so excited. And it's wild how, you know, that news can be interpreted so many different ways. Most people might say, I'm sorry, or oh, that's too bad. But we were elated because I'd known you loosely just through the news and your involvement in the community. And wild timing, but my dad and I go for a walk that night. We're actually going to the Marine room. And
perfect.
Yeah, right? And there you are, right? From the news, from the Independent, I knew your face. And I said, hey, you're Chris Keller, right? He said, yeah, I'm Chris. And I said, I just want to congratulate you on your new son. And you were kind of deer in the headlights, like, who are these people? And I had to, the caveat was, well, my younger brother, Creighton, has Down syndrome. And
exactly.
And it's moments like that that your family instantly grows, because that's a connection that bonded us and our families, and now, as you've come to know 3 years later, the family just gets bigger and bigger.
It does, and it keeps getting better and better. And this is a very interesting perspective, being you're Creighton's older brother.
Yep.
By how many years?
Just 2 years.
2 years. And so you really kind of get this the sibling viewpoint, which I think is very interesting. Rocco, my son, who will be turning 3 this month, does have an older sister, Alexis. She's 18 years old, so there's quite the difference. But it's definitely the sibling experience that I think is really important to focus on with this. You growing up, you have a little brother that's born. At what age did you realize, hey, he has Down syndrome and something's just, you know, a little bit different than maybe some of the other kids?
That's a really good question. And I don't know if I have the answer for it other than I think it was maybe when I began kind of having to defend him at some level, maybe. And I just started to have kind of a heart for, hey, I need to look out for him more. Because there was never a time where I really felt a special need to protect other than that. Or, hey, he's different. Even today, I still treat my brother like I would, as I imagine, any other brother.
I've seen it. Yes, I know.
There's, like I've told Chris, there's times where we embrace, there's times where we go toe-to-toe, and it's like any brother relationship. So I don't really see the difference.
He's the same way with you.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned one time, and I don't recall exactly where it was, but you had mentioned that you would not be who you were today if it wasn't for Creighton.
Without question.
What does that mean?
Well, I think I could be, I just have a heart for, I don't want to say the disadvantaged, but I just have a heart for different types of people that I don't think I would have otherwise. He's given me an outlook on life it's just hard to explain. It really is. No words are really coming to me other than I look at life through his eyes, and sometimes he has to turn on that light sometimes, but being around him, you know, is what's just given me a completely different perspective.
And I'm going to say that happened with us and Rocco as well. You don't really have to search for the meaning of life or anything of that nature anymore. Mm-hmm. You kind of just know what's really important. And I can't really specify what it is, but it's really, it's just an amazing experience. And You know, I'm so, you know, as I said earlier, I'm so thankful that Rocco is in our lives, and he's brought us so much joy and pleasure, but he has taught us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, wasn't there a story, you met your beautiful wife, Ryan,
right?
And was she working with the special needs community?
Yeah,
or?
And that's kind of what I mentioned. Just the family just extends and extends, and it happens to be through a mature lady I'd seen through years. That our family would go to these Down syndrome Congress conventions around the nation, and you would meet different people, and you'd only see them once a year for this week long conference in each city. And it happened to be this lady named Carlene who lived here in Orange County, and I moved to Orange County knowing no one. And she reached out to me, and the first thing she said is, "Hey, are you single?" And I said, "That's a weird question.
Not anymore. Not anymore. He's happily married, three kids."
Yeah. We're way down the road that way now. But if it wasn't for her, this lady, Carlene, happened to have a son with Down syndrome, and my wife, whose name is Ryan, was nannying for him at the time. And I said, okay, I don't know what she looks like, I don't know her personality, but I like this lady already, because she's obviously got a heart for people with Down syndrome, and that's like half of my heart. So when I met her, you know, it wasn't long before we came full circle, and now she's so much, she's opened up our home, and you know, my brother Creighton has lived with us for the past year. She cooks for him like, you know, like a son or a brother. And yep, it's just, it's amazing.
I also heard they attend movies together as well, because that's what Creighton and I like to do. We do our monthly movie. But I heard that's his other movie partner, your wife.
That's right. They're good friends. It's a thing I don't get. They watch movies that aren't my wheelhouse and I can't get excited about, but they lock arms and have a blast.
That's their special thing. That's yeah, awesome. And so as Creighton's older brother, what do you want for him in the future?
Well, right now I honestly could not be happier, because I feel like he really is living his dream. You know, Creighton's always found the best in what's at his fingertips. He's always had an attitude that anybody would want to emulate, just happiness and excitement and enthusiasm. And I don't think life could be better for him right now.
I would agree. Creighton's taught me a lot, and he, when we go to the movies together, I just can relax and have a great time. And he's just that guy that just, it's just fun. He's a fun guy to be around. And if Creighton was here today in this studio, he would be saying it's KX Takeover on KX 93.5. Get out your wallets, get online, make a donation, because he is a natural born salesman. And anyone in Laguna Beach, you've probably seen him. He's always around. He knows more people than Spencer and I put together. He'll sell his bracelets. He raises money that way. He'll also he'll do the recycling from the rooftop. And he's also now working at Trader Joe's in Newport Coast. So if you're by there, please say hello to him. Is there any little like secrets or some special stuff that we should talk about since Creighton's not here?
Well, I told him to tune in, so he could be on or not. He's got a pretty busy schedule, and you don't want to interrupt that. I texted him before this show, and I said, "Please tune in, brother." And he said, "Well, I'm biking to the 24-hour fitness, then I got a shower, and then I got to get ready for work, Spencer." So I'm like, "Okay, well, not going to mess that up." So we could talk.
I will tell you that is something that's so. Creighton loves his schedule, and I have a tendency to possibly run late sometimes. And when I come to pick him up for the movie, I always have to apologize and let him know I was running late. But I will tell you though, he has reminded me repeatedly that every night he does yoga.
Yep.
Every day he works out, he goes swimming. He is definitely like, if you were to say, well, what makes you successful in what you do in life, mm-hmm, it's because he's able to keep kind of his regimen and his schedule and his devotion and his commitment to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. And your mom, Dot, and your dad, they've been amazing people. And, you know, from the first time that I met you and your family, you guys have really inspired us. So we really thank you for that.
I'll send that along to them. Hopefully they're tuning in too, Chris. But
I hope
they
so.
We feel the same way about you and your advocacy for individuals with Down syndrome, and just just how special they are and you getting the word out. It's amazing for us to see you start a podcast and spread the word locally and even nationally embrace these conferences that we went to growing up. It's really amazing to watch you and your wife, Amy.
Thank you. It looks, well, it looks like we're going to be wrapping up, Spencer. I want to thank you. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for getting Creighton to move out here so I can have him as a very close friend of mine. And, you know, and thank you for all of your support and everything that you do. And if anyone ever needs a great realtor, Spencer's the best. So I
appreciate that, look Chris. Him up.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a great day, Spence.
You too, Chris.
So, again, it's KX Takeover today. Chris Keller has been doing his first ever podcast of Dad's Radio all day long. We're going to hear guest contributors do shows, their own shows to raise money for KX93.5. Susan Davis of Festival of the Arts is coming up at 10 a.m. Chris, I got to commend you. Great job today. I know it's tough to throw you in the fire like this, but you did awesome.
You're a great support. I appreciate it. Appreciate the guidance.
So hopefully hear more from this guy and this podcast, Dad's Radio, out of KX93.5. But until then, stay tuned for more KX Takeover.